Angela Lakatos. In February 1945, a large number of gendarmes turned up at the Roma settlement in Székesfehérvár, where I was living. It wasn't 100, but it could have been 30 to 40 men. They herded us into the voivode's house. The gendarmes followed, searched us, and took our money and valuables. I was heavily pregnant, and because of the cramps, I asked the voivode if he couldn't ask the gendarmes to fetch a doctor or midwife. One of the gendarmes answered that it'd be better if I just died in misery and swore at us abusively. In Várpalota, we were all, I remember there were about 118 of us in the house of the Arrow Cross, herded into the barn and put under guard with firearms and searchlights so that we couldn't flee. We were searched again, and any remaining valuables we had were taken, but also anything we had in our possession as well, even soap, sewing needles, and thread. They treated us cruelly and roughly, and as we pleaded for some water, at least for our children, they abused and beat us. The little ones then ate snow melt, and so did we. We weren't given anything to eat. Early in the morning, the men able to work were taken away, together with the voivode. It was said to dig trenches, and the voivode encouraged us not to fear anything. Nothing would happen to us. Around 4 in the afternoon, the sun was already setting. The younger women with babies and children they still had to carry were separated from the older women and children, and they led us away. I was included amongst the younger women and was therefore with them, and said that we were to be taken to Fehérvár. But then, as we reached a small acacia grove at the municipal boundary, they forced us to turn into the forest. We knew the fate awaiting us. And, falling into each other's arm, we cried. The gendarmes drove us on brutally, like cattle. Naturally, many of us refused to or even couldn't move, paralyzed with fear. And they were belted with the butts of their guns. Me too, no thought given to my pregnant state. Another woman, heavily pregnant, couldn't walk any further, and one of the gendarmes began to beat her, but the other just opened fire. He literally shot the child out of her stomach with a submachine gun. They herded us to the pit, where we had to stand still, but I couldn't hold myself back. I ran to the pit, where the men they'd picked up in the morning were lying, all dead. I saw my father lying there dead, and my two brothers. I half jumped, half fell into the pit, and throwing myself face down, I pulled my scarf over my head so as not to see what would happen. But it rained gunfire. I got 8 gunshot wounds on my arm and leg, in my middle, and in my stomach. Several of those murdered with me fell on top of me, and their bodies blocked the bullets from hitting me. I was still able to hear how the second group with the older women and the children arrived. They were murdered just like us, but next to the pit. A few hours later, together with a 14-year-old girl who was miraculously unscathed, I clambered out of the pit. I saw their corpses lying around.